हरे कृष्णा, द वैल्यू ऑफ वॉट वी ड्राइव डजेंट मैटर एज मच एज द वैल्यूज दैट ड्राइव अस. वी लिव इन अ वेरी मटीरियलिस्टिक कल्चर विच इज वेरी एक्सटर्नल्स सेंटर्ड. नो पीपल स्टेटस एस इन स्टेचर इज डिटरमिंड बाय द क्लोथ्स दे वियर, by the phones they carry, the cars that they drive. And only if a person has impressive enough externals, then people care, many people care to spare some time for knowing the person. Otherwise, they just neglect the person. And that's why we may also get too obsessed in trying to get such externals. Now, getting impressive externals is not the problem. If we can, if it is required, we can get them. But the point is that doesn't matter as much as the value of what we drive, that doesn't matter as much as the values that drive us. If somebody might be driving in a very expensive car, but that person may actually just inherited that wealth. And if we meet the person is actually lazy, unintelligent, unresourceful, and good for nothing. So, though no valuable values are driving such a person. Or for that matter, some people might have got a very expensive car by Machiavellian means. You know, they may have exploited others, trampled on others, and they may have been very self-centered, corrupt, domineering, exploiting kind of people. And they may be very prosperous, but even if we approach them, we become close to them, they will simply use us and exploit us also if required. So, if we want to ourselves grow and we want to have a relationship with people, we can't just decide those relationships based on the value of what they drive. We have to look at the values that drive them. And then our relationships, our friendships can be enduring. And then we can ourselves be inspired to similarly cultivate values. If there are no sustainable values that a person possesses, even if they are driving very valuable things, they will not be able to sustain. A lazy person will lose all the wealth. An exploitative person, their wrongdoings will catch up with them sooner or later. And they will come crashing down. The Bhagavad Gita talks about such people who are wealthy, but they are very exploitative. It says that in 16.13-15, it talks about the demoniac people. It says that, itamadyamaya labdham imam prapse manoratham idamasti idamapime bhavishyati punardhanam asau mayahatah shatrur hanishye chaparanapi ishvaro aham aham bhogi siddho aham balavan sukhi आढ्यो विजन्वान् अस्मि कोऽन्योऽस्ति सदृशो मया यक्षे दास्यामि मोदिश्य इत्यज्ञान विमोहितः. सो कृष्णा सेज़ ओवर हियर दैट दिस इज द मेंटालिटी, जस्ट कंप्लीटली कंज्यूम माय थॉट्स ऑफ वेल्थ. आई गॉट दिस मच मनी, आई गेट दिस मच. आई गॉट दिस मच, आई गेट दिस मच. एंड देन एंड फॉर दैट असौ मया हतः शत्रुर, और दिस एनिमी आई हैव किल्ड. हनिष्ये चापरान् अपि, आई विल किल दैट एनिमी आल्सो. Ishvaro aham aham bhogi, I am the controller, I am the enjoyer. Siddho aham balavan sukhi, just see how perfect I am, how powerful I am, how happy I am. Adyo abhijanvan asmi, just see how I'm surrounded by aristocratic people, just see how great I am. Konyo si sadrusho maya, who is there like me? And this is their illusion. Ityagyana vimohitaha. Those people are deluded. To think that there's no one like me, actually the only person like whom no one is, ultimately is God. We are all unique, but unique in terms of supremacy, that is only God in that position. To the extent we recognize that this mentality of trying to acquire externals at any cost, that makes us lose our internals. It makes us lose our touch with reality, lose our connection with the supreme reality, and thus it propels us into illusion. And in illusion lies misery. So those people who are externally obsessed, they are themselves miserable. They will soon be miserable if they do, are not right now. And if we go by their path, we will also be miserable. The value that should drive us is the value of our connection with Krishna. We are in this world and we are meant to serve Krishna. Whatever abilities we have, whatever resources we have, we want to use them to make a constructive contribution in this world. If we have this value driving us, we will tap our talents, we will do justice to them, and Krishna willing, we will also get impressive resources that we can use constructively. But the value of our externals won't give us happiness, irrespective of whether we have them or don't have them. The value of our internals, the value of our connection with Krishna, that is what will give us lasting satisfaction, and that is what will enable us to make a worthwhile contribution. Thank you. Hare Krishna.